Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It's 1:37. Have you been out to Navy Pier lately? I think I've read that Navy Pier is the number one tourist destination in this state of Illinois. I know the person who will know the answer to that, and that is the Director of Marketing at Navy Pier, Felicia Bolton. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm dry. I'm not wet. We'll talk about if you fall off the pier. But you know what? First off, is Navy Pier the number one destination?
Yeah, I mean, we got that accolade a couple of years back that we were the number one destination in Illinois when it comes to tourism and people coming to check out Navy Pier, but we do offer a lot more than just that.
Well, you know, right, and we'll talk about some of that in a moment. I don't want to do necessarily a deep history of Navy Pier, but it really was a pier originally, I believe, for the Navy, and it's gone through a variety of incarnations and wasn't used at all here and there. It's got this long kind of rocky road history, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Navy Pier has been almost anything and everything. You name it, we are more than 100 years old. And back in 2011, we became a nonprofit organization and started providing more than 250 free programs year-round for families to really enjoy and to come out to the pier and check out new things, experience new music, experience new activities as well.
I want to talk about some of those activities, which include Chicago Live with Marva Staples coming in, which is, by the way, if you've not seen Marva Staples ever, I was going to say it, I guess I can. There aren't going to be a ton of opportunities forever to see. I mean, one of the reasons why we went to see, not that he's that old, Lionel Richie and also Earth, Wind, and Fire at the United Center last night is because I had always heard, I had seen Lionel Richie once before at a benefit. I'd always heard that Earth, Wind, and Fire musicians say, this is the group you must see at some point. So I thought, okay, they're together. This will be fun. It was fun. A different kind of fun with Marva Staples, but still, it's all about Chicago. I mean, right? That's where she's from.
Absolutely. So we do have this amazing event called Chicago Live. This is the third year for the event. It takes place September 23rd and 24th, and it is completely free for the entire public to come out. There will be more than 80 different performing act groups. We're talking about singers, aerialists, tap dancers, hip-hop, spoken word, classical musicians, opera singers. Of those 80 acts, 25 are new, but there's more than 600 performing artists that will be on these stages, really showing the best of what Chicago has to offer. And of course, yes, Mavis Staples will be there. She is such an iconic legend whenever it comes to soul R&B music. She's a part of the Staples Sisters, and she still goes on tour now. So to have her come out to Chicago Live and perform for free is absolutely amazing. But honestly, we couldn't do it without the support of our amazing friends out there and different organizations. Pritzker Foundation donated, Fifth Third Bank, People's Gas. And because of that, we can do Chicago Live all the way to 2027 now.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
When specifically do you know Mavis Staples will be there? Do you know the time?
So we're going to release the full schedule at a later date.
Oh!
But I will have to say, you definitely want to come out on Saturday. So I'll give you a first little hint. The first to hear it.
And that would be the 24th or 23rd of September?
That would be September 23rd, which is also the first day of autumn.
Okay. Thank you for the scoop. I appreciate that. Mavis Staples at some point, and, you know, you'll give us a website, I'm sure, before we jump off the phone here, where you can determine when you announce what times the performers will be there, exactly what the schedule will be. This month, in August, will I be able to jump off the pier into the lake and catch lobster? Is that how you do it?
People do forget that you could technically swim near the pier, but we don't encourage that. We don't encourage people jumping off the pier.
No.
But you can come to the pier for lobster. We do have Lobster Fest returning August 19th and August 20th. The food is absolutely amazing. They actually get the lobsters flown in from the East Coast. So you have a full lobster or lobster rolls or different variations of seafood. It's really, 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 really tasty, and there's going to be amazing DJs and musicians performing as well with Live on the Lake. So good. Probably one of my most favorite events at Navy Pier.
What are summer night markets, which is happening right now, I believe?
Yeah. So we have this amazing thing called Summer Night Markets, and it is themed based on the decade. So we did the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and then the last one that we have will be the future. It's every last Wednesday of the month, and it's just tons of fun. You come out and you see different performing artists that represent that decade. We also will have, like, the Back to the Future car was there, or the Scooby-Doo car shows up, or something that is on theme to that decade. Families can come out and enjoy activities for free with their kids, whether they're learning how to paint or do different artwork. But it just brings the entire pier alive, and all of our partner tenants participate. So it's just really a cool time to be at the pier and experience whatever decade we're celebrating.
I wonder what the drink will be, because you have a drink for whatever decade it is, it says here in the release. So I wonder what the drink will be in the future. The future drink will, do you happen to know, will it be kale and something we won't like?
I don't know. My magic ball doesn't see that deep into the future yet.
Yes.
And it's really interesting because each of the partner tenants come up with their own concept and idea of what that drink could be. So you really have to come out and experience it for yourself. Why not? Let's see what the future is all about.
Okay, fair enough. Two things I love about the pier. Everything is so kid, not everything, but many things. Many of the events, activities are kid friendly. You have the Children's Museum also that's right there. And the pier itself is dog friendly. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's really unique because to see the animals enjoying the pier as well is actually really, really fun and joyful. So people are allowed to bring their dogs specifically outside to walk the pier. And then inside, it's mostly just service animals are allowed indoors. But that full length on the south dock of the pier outside, you can bring your animals along with your whole family and really enjoy taking the beautiful landscape, look at Lake Michigan, have that beautiful view of the city of Chicago skyline, and just really just taking all those moments. Like, it's really cool to see everyone bring their dogs out. I have a dog as well. He's come to the pier. He's even gotten on the sea dog, the dog on the sea dog.
Let's explain. We need to explain what that is, though. So the sea dog is a boat that goes out. I think they have several different types of cruises, but they are dog friendly. So you could bring your dog out on the sea dog as well.
Yes, and the sea dog is one of the more faster boats, and you kind of get wet when you're on there, and they give you like a little bit of like history surrounding different areas in Chicago, but it's more kind of like a adrenaline racing type feeling whenever you're on the boat. And yeah, you can bring your dog on there too, so it's just tons of fun.
It is. What is the website for Navy Pier?
Yeah, if you want more information about all of our upcoming events and programs, head to navypier.org. That's O-R-G. We have an event calendar that we keep up to date. We post the very latest coming on. We have tons of free programs from yoga to cardio to Latinx to Live on the Lake to free movies and even some historical things like State of Sound, which highlights all the Illinois artists from various genres. All the way through September 25th. That's a part of one of the free exhibits that we have. So everything's online at navypier.org.
Look at you, Felicia. You got it all in. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. I love Navy Pier. I love Chicago. And this is just one of the great features we have. And, you know, too often, it's a speech I often make, we only go to places like Navy Pier when Uncle Jack is in town or we don't go at all, and it's a shame because it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot to do, and we only touched on some of the things, right? I mean, there's the Ferris wheel, and there are the other activities for kids that are amusement activities, I don't know how to put it, that are on that level as well, and we skipped a lot more, including so many restaurants. How many restaurants do you have there?
Oh, my goodness. So we actually have a total of 77 partner tenants.
What?
So everyone always thinks, I know, everyone thinks Navy Pier is just one big thing and that we all work together. Well, we have 77 different partner tenants. We have Harry Carey's, we have Giordano's, we have Reunion with Chef Art Smith. We have smaller kiosks like the Women's Live Artist Studio or this place that sells really cute socks as well. It's adorable. And each of them have their own business model and structure in place. So they all have their own quote-unquote CEO and owner or a board for some of them. However they operate and work, they get to choose. We just give them the space and the platform to be at Navy Pier and to broaden their customer base. So we do have amazing restaurants there. So you can make an entire day out of Navy Pier. You can also head to Offshore, which is the Guinness World Book Record largest rooftop bar. It's at Navy Pier.
A lot to do.
It's pretty amazing. Just these past few days, I mean, we had Chance the Rapper show up. Connor showed up. Shaq was here. You name it, celebs just roll in at random sometimes. So you never know who you're going to see either. It's just tons of fun, and it's just a really wonderful experience. I encourage people to head to our website, look at our event calendar, make a full day out of it. Or if you're trying to be more connected to your community and you really want to be a little bit more active, come try Wellness Way. It's sponsored by Northwestern. You can walk around the whole pier and get all of your workout in, or maybe check out rush hour workouts and sunset yoga on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's completely free, and you're able to get fit on top of that. So, I mean, it's what you make of it.
And
you just show up.
And I saw Frank when I was at Navy Pier. Frank's a Portuguese water dog. But you know what? A celebrity's a celebrity. Thank you very much,
right?
Felicia.
Have a great day.
Thank you.